hundreds of local families through a free pantry. It's a cycle of healing, youth, soil, and community, and every gift helps keep it alive. Working Theory Farm is proud to join other local nonprofits in this year's Give Guide. More information at giveguide.org.
Sometimes our kids need extra support to communicate, move, or process their world.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 FM, and K296 FT West Haven, serving Portland at 107.1 FM, and K219 KU Nehalem, serving Nehalem, Manzanita, Wheeler, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming live and archived at xray.fm, where radio tis yours. Good morrow. My name is Renee, and welcome to Music Medieval, where I play music from the 6th to the 16th century. That's medieval music, Renaissance music, and early Baroque too. I'll play fantasy film soundtracks and medieval film soundtracks and dungeon synth and whatever I wish, whatever I believe will transport us to another time, another realm, somewhere in the distant past. Currently in the background, it is the main theme as composed by David Campbell from Night of the Comet, one of the greatest movies ever made in 1984. And it is also coincidentally one of the greatest Christmas movies ever made. Yes, this is my Christmas special, and it's doubling as a Night of the Comet special. I did a Night of the Comet special, but it was on the anniversary, the 40th anniversary of the show. And so this year, I think I'm just going to honor its Christmas theme, which a lot of people don't really pick up on. It's super subtle, but it's definitely a theme. And it's just one of the many amazing things that happened in this film. One of my favorite movies of all time. One of the reasons why I wanted to do an in-studio radio show as well. So that means that I'm just going to be playing a lot from the soundtrack. And that's the other thing. It has an amazing soundtrack. I think it's so good. It's definitely a low budget movie. And it's just, furthermore, it's impressive because it just did a ton with a very small budget and a very short like filming period. You're going to hear that the soundtrack. So there's some covers of like very famous songs, but done by like, unknowns, and there's just like a lot of sounds that were of the time 1984, although I think it was primarily filmed I think towards the end of 1983 and a bit in early 1984, and then it was released later in the year in 1984. But yeah, so you're gonna hear that just kind of music that was of the time. But like I said, not done by anyone famous, not really. Okay, so I think let's get into it. The time is 7:04. And if you feel like texting in on that hit line, that number is 971-220-5979. My name is Renee. This is Music Medieval. We're doing a Christmas Night of the Comet special. Don't go anywhere. Thank you.
citizens of Earth would get an extra Christmas present this year as their planet orbited through the tail of the comet. Scientists predicted a light show of stellar proportions, something not seen on Earth for 65 million years. Indeed, not since the time that the dinosaurs disappeared, virtually overnight. There were a few who saw this as more than just a coincidence.
Everybody said for a good time. People get ready to shout. New York City, New Moscow, we're all getting ready.
A little bit of the incidentals from Night of the Comet playing in the background. We just heard Unbelievable by Revolver from the Night of the Comet soundtrack. And then we also heard Stallion with Let My Fingers Do the Talking. And then, of course, while this is a Night of the Comet special, Christmas special, because Night of the Comet is a Christmas film, I still have to include the good Lady Enya. And so I have, that was Astra at Luna, but I'm at Luna from the Dark Sky Island 2015 release. And then we had The Whole World is Celebrating, the classic intro scene, the intro song, where all of the world is indeed celebrating, but not for long. And then we start off the set with the main theme from Night of the Comet, as composed by David Campbell, who did an awesome job. This whole soundtrack, it rules, okay? It's just so good. Almost every single song on there, I really enjoy it. It gives me intense visuals of the film and just of that period in time in general. And I just love it so much. And so that is why I'm showcasing it today. Also because it's one of the greatest Christmas movies ever. But I'm also going to be playing the usual fare that you would hear here at Music Medieval. So coming up next, although it is kind of like space comedy theme, comet-y, not comedy. The time is now 7:21. If you feel like texting in on that hit line, which is also a reference to Night of the Comet, you can do so at 971-220-5979. I'm stoked to be doing this show. Little different than the usual stuff. Come on. Okay. But coming up next, it's Tomita with Venus, the Bringer of Peace. My name is Renee. This is Music Medieval here at X-Ray doing a Night of the Comet special, honoring it as it so deserves to be. I totally agree with the person that texted in. And yeah, let's keep going.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, 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 that was. Girls just want to have fun, of course. But the singer there is not Cyndi Lauper. It is Tammy Holbrook, because I like to think, well, I don't know. Not that I like to think it, but it's the end of the world. And if Cyndi's gone, we have Tammy to sing. Girls just want to have fun. From the 1984 soundtrack of Night of the Comet, which I am doing a special for today because it is the ultimate Christmas movie. One of my favorite Christmas movies and just one of my favorite movies of all time. The soundtrack is killer. And that is what that is from. And then we had Radio by Walter Christian Roth from 1985's Let the Night Last Forever. And then we had Vangelis with Comet 16 doing a kind of like comedy or space theme as well. Just it's all tying together. It's working out well. And then we had Eyes on You by Jaco Marcellino, which is actually featured on this like Lost Songs of Night of the Comet release. I have no idea why they didn't put that on the original soundtrack, but they did not. And then we had Warlock Corpse with Dance of the Burning Sands. And in the movie, hopefully you've seen it, but what is left behind after the comet comes is just this red dust or sand everywhere. And so then we also had Diana DeWitt with Hard Act to Follow. I love that song. It is meant to be kind of like, I think they were like, Diana kind of sounds like Olivia Newton-John, but I think she's better. I think that's okay to say. And then we start off the set with Tomita's from the Planets release. It was Venus, the Bringer of Peace from 1976. And that's going to about do it. I'm going to bid you all farewell with one last track. Not from Night of the Comet. However, I do have a few words from Samantha, who has one of my favorite scenes, actually, is that takes place in a radio station. And so she is in the radio station. And she's playing DJ. So a few words from Sam, then we're gonna close it up with Dead by Christmas, a holiday favorite. My name is Renee, this is Music Medieval. If you have never seen, or if it has been a long time since you've seen Night of the Comet, watch it this holiday season. It's just, it's the best. Thanks for listening today. Have a great day, have a great week, have a great holiday too. Thanks everybody, bye.
And here's some other changes. Most of you guys had finals this week. Later. They're history. They're canceled. The legal drinking age is now 10, but you will need ID. Let's be real. I'll be taking requests from all you teenage comet zombies on the hit line. That's 555-4487. You get it? 555-HITS.
It's not so long to go, though my face don't show my temperature. It's getting too old.